Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of June, we will be exploring the topic, enjoying His peace. June 19, His argument. If then you cannot do even a very little thing, add a single hour to your lifespan, why do you worry about other matters? Luke 12, verse 26. Many have shared with me their techniques to combat worry. Some imagine the worst possible scenario, accept it, and seek to improve on it. Others rely on statistics, calculating the chances of getting hit by lightning or dying in a car crash. And still others use calming resources and breathing exercises. But most people find that these methods are not enough. We are a society of worrywarts in need of facing the root of our anxiety. It has been reported that Kindle's most highlighted Bible text is Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, a passage that addresses anxiety, showing how our society is struggling with worry. Robinson Meyer, the most popular passages and books, according to Kindle data, TheAtlantic.com. In Luke 12, Jesus addresses our worry and anxiety, mentioning the concept several times. Starting from verse 22, Jesus offers a sequence of arguments against worry. First, those of us who worry about what we will eat and wear have a limited perception of what life is really all about. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Luke 12, verse 23. Jesus draws his second argument from nature, utilizing the style of lesser to greater. If God feeds the ravens and clothes the lilies, how much more will He take care of us? Thirdly, Jesus points out the futility and unproductiveness of anxiety, highlighting that we can't add an hour to our lifespan by worrying. If we can't do this very little thing through worrying, why do we worry about other matters? The culmination of Jesus' arguments is an alternate way of life to the anxiety-driven struggle to meet one's own needs, and it is based on a simple and powerful awareness. Your Father knows that you need these things. Luke 12, verse 30. He is in control. He is graceful to provide. He knows what we need, and He is more than willing to give these things to us. With this understanding, our focus changes to seeking His kingdom, and all these things will be added unto us. God is willing and able to take care of us. We are, thus, set free from self-protecting concerns and can now focus our energies on the gospel propagation. Yes, Jesus sets us free from fear, worry, and anxiety. Woo-hoo!
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!